Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
And the body of Diego Maradona will lie in state at the presidential palace in Argentina for 3 days. Let's talk more about him now and about some of the memories he created over his career with the former Republic of Ireland manager Owen Hand. And I'm also joined by Northern Ireland, former Northern Ireland player and commentator Gerry Armstrong. You're both very welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much, Claire.
Good morning. Owen, I'm going to start with you because it's a really interesting story about your encounter with him. You weren't really supposed to be managing the Ireland team that night.
Well, no, I was managing Limerick and we just won the league, and Alan Kelly had just taken over from John Giles as manager of Ireland. Alan then asked me would I be his assistant manager. Then subsequently, Preston put a lot of pressure on Alan that he couldn't do the work that was needed. So he resigned, leaving me in charge as interim. And the game that was coming up was Ireland against Argentina.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary one.
Yeah, so it was. And then, of course, once I knew that I was doing that, I wanted to give it everything. And I recall that I had a good friend with the Football Association in England, and I got a full report on Argentina, who had played England, and England had beaten them 3-1 on their European tour. And he was telling me about this Maradona fella, you know, and the full report on the way that the Argentinians played, which was useful to me. So it was very interesting in so much as that we'd heard of him, by the way, at this stage, like a 19-year-old, and but this is the direct report about how they went about playing him and all that. And so I decided that I'd actually put one of our defenders, a fellow called David Langan, and I deployed him to look after Maradona. He did a very good job on him, you know, quieting him down, but you could see the actual shining talent that he had. It was just incredible, the strengths he had. David Langan, I mean, had a very difficult job, like, trying to keep him quiet, like in the final third of the pitch, because Maradona was fantastic at being direct. You know, there was none of this crossways passing and all with him. He went for goal, you know, and that was it. And that was perhaps exemplified best by that fantastic goal he got against England in 86.
Yeah, and can you remember when you made your inquiries to the English FA about the team? What was it that they said about Maradona? Can you remember?
Well, they just said, look, this guy is very special. Like, I mean, he's nearly an unstoppable force. Like, unless you try and set up your tactical plan to help your defenders, because if he's one and one, never mind one against two, this guy is so brilliant. And, you know, they described him, like, I mean, he's short, he's not, what, 5 foot, whatever he was.
5 foot 5, I think, wasn't he?
5 foot 5, yeah, and his strength is unbelievable, but his pace over 5 yards, and the strength that he had, and the low centre of gravity, and very, very hard to dispossess. Well, never mind trying to get near him.
Gerry, who's with us as well. Gerry, you came up close and personal to that pace and that skill and that class, didn't you?
Yeah, I was signed for Mallorca in 1983, and it was our second home game of the season, was Barcelona, and that was the first time I had come up against them. And they had Bernd Schuster in the middle of the park, and they had Carrasco, Migueli. They had an array of talent in the team. It was really good. But Maradona was the main man. And the first time he got the ball, he just left the defender for dead. He went, turned and was past him. And nobody catches him, as Owen just said. It's explosive pace over the first 5 yards. It leaves you for dead. And he was doing stuff that I'd never seen any other player do before, except for George Best. But it was a phenomenal game, and I had scored for us. I put us 1-0 up early on, and then Maradona took over, and they beat us 4-1, and he created every single goal.
Can you describe that pace for us, that acceleration that you saw?
Well, as we were saying earlier, he's a low centre of gravity, he's small, but his first touch on his left foot, his all left foot, was just unbelievable, and it was immaculate, and he would control the ball and spin at the same time, and he had strength in his legs, an explosive power to push off. And then he gets half a yard, and once he's half a yard past, you can't catch him. And he just took off, and he went to the byline. But even then, when he got to the byline on the right-hand side, he still crossed it with his left foot. you know, and he had that ability. He could do stuff, and I was amazed at what I could see.
Yeah, because, I mean, you would have known about his reputation in 1983, right? You would have been well aware of his skill, but then, when you see it firsthand, it's completely different.
It is a first-hand experience. I mean, you hear people, and I watched him playing before on television, and I thought, he's not bad, this guy, but when you're close up and personal, you see different scene. There was four or five Argentinian players in the Mallorca team at the same time, and you know, they were telling me stories about him because they grew up with him, and they've gone through the same youth teams, and he was just so special. But he didn't really take off until he actually went to Italy. You know, when he went to Italy, his real talent came out, and he had three or four great years. And I think for at least 5 or 10 years, he was the best player in the world, no shadow of a doubt.
Owen, what do you say to that?
Well, I agree entirely with Jerry, and hello, Jerry. Jerry mentioned George Best there. Isn't it ironic that the two of them died on the same day, 15 years, years apart? I mean, George Best, to me, was world-class. I mean, he never got the chance to show his on a global stage, but, I mean, Pelé acknowledged that. Anyway, but Maradona, he had something special. There's no doubt about it. You know, he was such an example, I mean, on the pitch now. And I think that the England game that he played epitomised the goods and the bads of him, you know, the famous hand of God, by the way, which I shook after they'd beaten us the 1-0. So that's my claim to fame. I shook the hand of God.
You shook the hand of God. Well, on that, we just have a clip here now. This is Maradona speaking to Gary Lineker in a BBC documentary about that infamous goal.
It was your hand or the hand of God?
Yes, for me, man.
It was my hand. With this, I don't mean any disrespect to English fans. We used to do this. I had scored goals before in Argentina with my hand. I couldn't reach it, and Shilton was already there, so I couldn't head it. So I did like that. Shilton didn't realize, and the one who told him he was the sweeper, he was the one who seized my hand. And I looked behind me to see whether the referee took the bait. So that was it. Come on, it was a goal.
I heard a big discussion on the BBC this morning, Jerry, about the hand of God. I mean, they were going back over it all again. Oh, if you weren't from England, you wouldn't be so upset about it and so on. I mean, gosh, what a goal. And you know, it almost overtakes the second brilliant goal in that game, the likes of which you rarely see.
Yeah, it's the two extremes, you know, the one extreme. But they don't see that as anything wrong, you know, by flicking it and getting away with it. That's the cleverness of the South American players. And they see that as quite legal. You know, it's a bit like the Thierry Henry. Thierry Henry said, I don't think Maradona punched with his hand, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
That's another story. But Maradona, he had the two extremes. And the second extreme was when he got the ball and he left four players just in his wake. He just went past them as if they weren't there, and he took it around the goalkeeper and stuck it in the back of the net. He was a superb player, and you know, I was fortunate enough to be in his company several times, and he's good company. He was good fun.
Oh yeah, tell us about that. You went for a pint with him on occasion.
Went for a beer before I came. We were playing on the Sunday night in Barcelona, and the four Argentinian lads said, we're going to meet Diego for a quick beer before dinner, and we went out of the hotel and went across to the wee bar, and he's there, and we met him, and he told stories, and he's great fun, great entertainment. But I always tell people that he was the greatest player I ever played against, and George Best was the best player I ever played with. So, you know, the two of them were magicians, but they had so much ability, and the rest of us just could look on in awe at the specialness of both of them.
Yeah, and you know, Owen, we're going to be talking to Eamon Dunphy later on about Maradona, and I just see in his column today he's saying that FIFA bottled it in declaring Pelé and Maradona the joint best player of the 20th century. Now, could you rank them if you were pushed?
No, you can't. I mean, each player has just individual brilliance. Like, I mean, you can't compare Pelé with Maradona and George Best. You know, they were the pantheon. You know? They were in. It's very, very hard to compare of different eras and all that. But you just look at what they contributed to the game at that time, and you know the influence they had on global football. And that's, I mean, like again, we're getting back to George. I mean, it's really. Jerry there alluding to have played. I played against George and played with him a few times and charity matches and stuff like that. Incredible talent these guys had. So, I mean, I would never say he was the best ever. No, I would not. I would say he was up there with the pantheon of players that will rarely seen. Messi is the nearest you see today, type of thing, you know, an Argentinian as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Jerry would agree with me on that.
Jerry.
Yeah, the arguments are still going on now, Owen, about who's better between Messi and Maradona. They've started that over the last 5 or 6 years.
That's right.
But it's like they're different types of players. I mean, for me, Pelé was a goal scorer, and Maradona was he was a number 10. He was a complete player. He would pick the ball up and run from deep positions, and he would create great chances, and he could take free kicks, and he could score goals. And, you know, he's a different type of player, and so's Messi, and so's Ronaldo. They're all different, but
Yes. They're
all special.
Yes.
And balance, I think, when I looked at Messi and I look at Maradona, and I look at George Best, balance, they were like ballerinas. You think they're going to fall over, but they managed to stay on their feet. They have that balance that a lot of us didn't have. But, no, there's special, special talents, and I wouldn't try and pick who's the best out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just say,
go ahead.
He helped me, Claire, like, in so much, and Jerry might be interested. I mean, we had our Maradona, which was Liam Brady, and I kind of took the thing for, okay, now Maradona, where is he at his most effective? And we all know what that was, the final third. So that influenced me to play our Maradona in, you know, in that role, because Liam was great skill and the pace again off. He wouldn't have the same strength now as Maradona, but you cannot put, you know, you, like, again, getting back, I mean, isn't it amazing that the tributes he's getting now, you know, like from statesmen, from the Pope, from everywhere, well deserved, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing is, it's ironic about these, I know it's irrelevant to a point. The names they had kind of lend itself to greatness. I mean, George Best, Diego Maradona, you know. it's as if they got these names like to suit what they were going to do.
They were born to be who they were.
Born to be, yeah.
Look, we can't ignore the other side of the Maradona story, you know, all of the trouble that he got in over the years. And you were watching that, Owen, you know, you're trying to model your own players and what he was doing on the pitch. And then you must have just witnessed his descent with dismay, or did you?
Yes. It was an awful tragedy. And I mean, again, comparing to George Best, the same problems.
Yeah.
You know, that they couldn't cope with the actual adaptation that they had, and the way that they were regarded. They had no peace, you know, off the pitch. They were constantly in the spotlight, no matter what they did. You know, so, and of course, they couldn't handle it. And, you know, great comparison between George and Diego Maradona. And yes, Claire, it was very, very sad to see such a talent, you know, with the problems he had with the drugs and the alcohol, but understandable.
Yeah, and just going back, Jerry, to what you were saying, you know, that his brilliance, he didn't shine really until he went to Italy, but that seems to be where a lot of his problems started as well.
Yeah, but then, as Owen said, the pressure was greater. You know, when you've won league titles and you're adored by the fans and they expect things from you, that's when the pressure is greater. And George was the same. And obviously the pressure that comes with it, that drives them to the position they actually ended up, and that's a sad side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he won't be forgetting about his ability, his quality on the ball, and what he achieved as a footballer.
Yeah.
And I mean, he says, what is it, there's 3 days of mourning in Argentina. And that's for a footballer, that's just incredible.
It is, it's extraordinary. And again, as I say, I'm going to be talking to Eamon Dunphy later on, but another thing he says in his piece is that George Best and Maradona were chasing the buzz off the pitch that they only ever found on it. Is that fair to say, or do you think it was the pressure of what was expected of them and the lives they were living? Owen, I might come to you first on that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. I think Jerry would concur. You know, the actual off-pitch and the help that they got, the guidance was non-existent. You know, and I mean, this day and age is totally different. I mean, the youngsters and whatever, the academies and the whole structures of it, I was involved in all that, career guidance. But no, it was very, very difficult for them. And you could nearly say, well, how can they cope? They were like royalty. Now, if you look at, you know, the royals, you know, anything they do, the slightest little thing is highlighted. And of course, Maradona's problem with the drugs and, you know, all that kind of thing. It was all totally, totally in the spotlight, constantly. How do you cope with that?
Mm-hmm. And people are almost waiting for the next instalment as well.
Exactly. You know, it's just, it's very unfair, you know, when you think of it. You know, a fella like Maradona and George Best. And, you know, to think of it, it's just, I mean, I think that certainly, I think there's going to be another famous song, like Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, Evita. There'll be the same for Maradona. There has to be.
Yeah, when people are comparing the outpouring of grief to her death way back in 1952. But for now, I want to leave it there. Thank you both very much indeed for sharing your thoughts and your memories.
And can I just say, Claire, I want to say I really enjoy Jerry's contribution to the commentary thing. I think he's very, very good at it.
And there you go, Jerry. You take that one and
thanks
run with it.
Thanks very much, Owen. I appreciate it. And thanks very much, Claire.
Not at all. Jerry Armstrong and Owen Hand, thank you both for joining us. As I say, Eamon will be with us a little later on, Eamon Dunphy, to talk more about Diego Maradona. But next on the programme, we're going to hear from an Irish public health doctor in Australia.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.